Hello everybody, my name is Markiplier here today, and today, I'm joking, it's me, Brian. Anyway, this isn't really a video. I know he says a lot, and people are like, oh my, alright Brian, stop it, but this is important. Alright, so just bear with me. So, recently, and by recently, I mean... No, I don't mean my version of recently. Oh, this happened recently. It was like 5 years ago. No. Like, when I say recently, I mean literally yesterday. Day before today. I got a text message from one of my fans. And, I don't know who they are to protect their own privacy. But they told me that they were having a baby. I told them congratulations. Then they said something to me that I really did not expect. We were thinking about naming him. Do you have any ideas? And that caught me off guard. I'm like, you're asking me? I mean, I'm a podcaster. I just go with one of my names from one of my characters. And honestly, I might be the only person who's actually considered calling their kid Dashy should that become. I mean, I probably won't, but hey, I might. Who knows? It could be a popular name by the time I finally get married, if that time ever does come to pass. And I said, well, it depends on the gender, number one. And they said it's a boy, so I'm like, as a boy, let's see then. I said most of my characters are girls, like Cena is a girl, which on the way Cardi carries that, let's see, Dashy is a girl, but I'll say that, no, I wouldn't call your kid that, I'm the one crazy enough to do that. And so I kept thinking, and then I'm like, let's see, there's multiple other names I have that are guys, but doing them work. Dustin was named after my brother, Dustin Deere, so probably, I don't know. And then we came across this in my mind. Brian, that's a name that was used, and telling Brian was Dashy's father. Oh, that reminds me. If you guys don't know how you get a pen name, that's how. Dashy's father. Brian Dash. Which makes Dash's name Dashy Dash, which, I'm gonna be honest, me and my team thought about that. And we're like, it's catchy. I mean, you know, hey, Dashy Dash. And then we're like, okay, that's weird. So we changed our name to Lightning Lacey. But by the time we changed our name to Lightning Lacey, I was, like, super attached to Dashy, like the name itself. So I'm like, no, we're gonna keep Dashy. So, like, fine. And in book 4, Dashy and Brian were supposed to die. Not my words. I didn't want that to happen. My team did. So I did, and my team's like, okay. Okay, cool. And then me and my team hated ourselves for like a good week. After me and the characters died. So we said, okay, we can't do this. So me and them actually worked together on Dashy book 4. Sorry, Dashy book 5. For one reason, we worked on Dashy Book 5 just to make the entire instances of Dashy and Brian dying just one big nightmare. We really just like, you know what, we can't do this, so we made another elaborate story just to reveal that it was just a nightmare. We didn't know how we felt about that, but we couldn't let Dashy and Brian die that way. We're like, no, that would just ruin our characters. So, that was a fun time with him, I remember. Anyway, we're continuing down the line here, because I'm not here to talk about why Dashy became what it is. I'm here to say that they chose Brian. I didn't know if they chose Brian because that was the name of Dashy's father, or because that was my pen name. But that was really touching, and that meant a lot to me. I've been doing podcasts for almost 5 years now. Back to come New Year's Day, that's going to be my 5-year anniversary. I started my podcast in July, I believe, January, like near the end of January or like near somewhere in the beginning of July. It was before July 4th, I'll put it that way. 5 years ago. My podcast is 5 years old, but season 5 is coming. Because I wanted it to be a day that I always remember, and so I decided New Year's. I thought New Year's would be a really great day for me to do all that, and to make it as my door lock, because I'm very sorry about that. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't really know what exact day to make my podcast season. And I knew I was going to forget what day my first video was. So I decided to make my 1-year anniversary exactly on midnight of Midland Madness. My Midland Madness podcast's anniversary is at the stroke of midnight on New Year's. So I'm hoping that, because I have to work that day, I'm hoping I get home in time. And I'll put on when the ball drops, and then right when it says, Happy New Year, I'll be saying, yelling Happy New Year. When you hear me yell Happy New Year on that day, then I'll say something like, which means my podcast is officially 5 years old. Or season 5 begins. I know season 1, 2, and 3 were really good. People said season 4 kind of didn't reach up to expectations and make many videos this year. It's not because I run out of ideas, it's because with all my other obligations and stuff, my podcast, I will admit, it's not as good as it used to be, but hey, a new year's coming, and who knows? Maybe when the new year comes, my YouTube and my podcast will kick up a notch and crank it up to 11, alright? We'll see what happens in 2024. Anyway. So I wanted to say, welcome to the world, little Brian. Straight from Brian Dash himself. Welcome to the world, Brian. Nice to have you. And I'm very happy for the family that had him. Congratulations to you guys. And it's just a wonderful thing to happen, you know? I made the story about Tony and Echo not the best story, but better than the dashing one I said on Christmas, which I really have to remake that one. I'm planning to remake that one. I have until next year to remake it, but who knows? I might make the video a remake of it and post it sometime. Maybe it'll be in summer, maybe it'll be in the next winter, maybe it'll be New Year's Day. I don't know. All I know is that was not a story I want to go back and do. At least not in that form, but I'm getting way off topic. So that's kind of sweet because I made a video on Christmas before I found this out. Christmas Eve, I should say. I guess it was Christmas because it was past midnight when I made it, but where Dashy and all them, after I did that video, a horrible video, Tony and Echo had a child on Christmas. Yeah. She was in labor on Christmas Day, so that was interesting. Just find out that not more than 3 or 4 days after Christmas, someone actually did have a child. And I just want to say, a kid would probably be the best Christmas gift you could probably ever get. Way more than a new tablet. I actually knew a lot what I was going to get for Christmas because I used my discount card to get it to Walmart. It's been a pretty decent amount of money, but not too much. So, for the quality of the items I got. Got my mom a nice butterfly necklace, and so on and so forth. So that was fun. So that's all I want to say is that a fan named their child after either me or a character in my story, or both. And I'm very, very happy about that. And it's touching. It shows how much you guys care, and it makes me just, I would say flabbergasted, but that's not usually using a good term. I just don't know how to use it. It's a shock, but in a good way. I mean, I never expected anyone to say, I'm gonna name my child after some weirdo on the internet. Let's be honest, that's what some people might think because of some weirdo on the internet that makes stories, but honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And honestly, I think it's just wonderful that apparently I do enough for people where they think of me in such a nice way, and it's just unreal. Because people say, thank you for doing this, thank you for doing that. You guys really should start thanking yourselves, because without you, there wouldn't be what I'm doing. I mean, you guys give to me probably more than I give to you on a daily basis. But it's just amazing and miraculous what you guys do for me. You guys do way more for me, again. You guys do a lot more for me than I do for you. And just the fact that you guys support me in all I do, and you work so hard to make me feel good in different ways, and give me the strength and courage to carry on doing what I'm doing.
It's just
miraculous, honestly. So thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, please remember to leave a like and subscribe. Press on my face. Thank you, boss, as always. And if you want to visit me, do not worry, because I'm an alcoholic with a fiction addiction. And again, everyone, leave a like and subscribe. That'd be greatly appreciated. And if you have dreams, you're told to reach for the sky, because the stars are the limit. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night.